Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, last week I was on the farm in Illinois when we wrapped up harvest. Normally, we would have everything picked by the end of October. But not this year. Fall rains have held a lot of farmers back. In driving through that beautiful farm country, it was clear that some farms had more to do, and late harvested corn was not standing as well as it should. Grain elevators that I talked to that take in a lot of our corn and soybeans, they told me that crop quality was deteriorating in some late picked fields. So watching our combine come through the field and harvesting the last rows of corn is a relief and a time to celebrate another successful year. I want to compliment all of the dedicated farmers and farm workers that bring in the food and feed the United States and the world. Now's the time to apply fertilizer on our fields to feed next year's crop. Get it done before the rain and snow and frozen ground shuts us out. Costs for next year's crop are going to be through the roof. Fertilizer doubled in price. Seed and weed killers will both jump up in price. And we all know that fuel cost is already doubled. We have to be grateful that grain and livestock prices are better than they were in recent years. It seems that everything is getting much more expensive. Your Thanksgiving turkey will cost 20% more. Cranberries are up 74%, and cornbread is up 38%. Food is not going to get any cheaper. With the increased cost of energy, labor, shortages, supply chain problems, and machinery costs, we just have to budget for the fire of inflation. All right, another timely subject that I want to talk about. The bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed and President Biden just signed. It is a $1.2 trillion package designed to upgrade our bridges and our roads and our ports and broadband. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, it will add $256 billion to our deficit, although there's some spending in there that it's not infrastructure, I think it is worth the cost. And here's what the bill will do. Build and repair our roads and bridges, $110 billion. Upgrade our railroad, $66 billion. Upgrade power lines, $65 billion. Water pipes, $55 billion. Public transit, $39 billion. Airports, $25 billion. And more. The ag industry is very excited to get started on this big project. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.